DeSantis carved out more than $131 million in line item vetoes, and the state's reserves total nearly $5.4 billion. Despite that, the spending plan still tops out as Florida's largest ever. DeSantis is touting record environmental funding and an increase of nearly $250 in per-student education money.
It is the highest amount that we've ever funded education in the state of Florida. Increase per student, $242, which is the largest increase, I think, since 2013. $75 base student allocation increase. I think last year was like 10 cents.
However, the budget sweeps money from the state's Affordable Housing Trust Fund. DeSantis's original proposal in January called for fully funding the trust. DeSantis says the sweep is much smaller than in previous years and highlights other efforts to boost affordable housing.
Yeah, I mean, obviously we put it in there. That went back and forth. I think that we got much more than last year on it. But at the same time, it's like it was a very, very successful budget. And so, you know, you got to pick some of these battles.
In all, DeSantis used his veto power with a relatively light hand. He says that's largely because lawmakers gave him what he wanted.
I got more in the budget than any most first-year governors. And so, you know, if I had not been as successful, there probably would have been more projects in there that I would have vetoed.
Lawmakers approved a record $91.1 billion budget, just shy of DeSantis's $91.3 billion proposal. But DeSantis says it's about more than the total cost. He highlighted certain member projects that he says the government just doesn't have any business funding.
I considered a number of factors. I mean, one, obviously, there's certain things government just shouldn't do at all. Certain things that I think have merit but are clearly a local responsibility. We also have in certain areas certain processes that go by, whether it's for land acquisition or affordable housing. Then there were some things that some of the ideas were decent, but I didn't think they were likely to be effective.
Nonprofit budget watchdog group Florida Tax Watch urged DeSantis to veto with a, quote, light touch. The group found 109 budget turkeys or appropriations projects that weren't fully vetted by the legislature. Here's Tax Watch CEO Dominic Calabro.
It's still a significant amount of money that could have been spent in areas such as early education. That $133 million could have been spent additionally in classrooms, whether it's charter or public classrooms, hurricane recovery, service for children, the elderly, those special needs, and even some cases, tax cuts, particularly communication service tax, which affect the most everybody, and especially the poor, more harshly than others.
A number of state agency heads released statements praising the governor's budget. Meanwhile, in a statement, Senate President Bill Galvano said that while he doesn't agree with every decision, quote, it is clear that Governor DeSantis takes his responsibility very seriously. For WFSU News, I'm Sean Mulcahy.